This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm Alan Keyes. This is InfoWars. And right now, I want to take us into some areas that deal with what I introduced yesterday, because it's always on my mind. And even as we're having our discussions here, you may have noticed I try to, whenever I can, bring things back so that we're not just talking about this issue or that issue. We are talking about the issue. And what is the issue? Even if you say we're at war, right? People usually go to war to defend things, at least decent people. You don't go to war to take stuff from folks. You don't go to war to get vengeance and all of these kinds of things. That's possible, but you don't really. Decent people only go to war in order to defend that which is most precious to their lives. Because war involves, when you're dealing with it in the way it has been dealt with historically, you're going out there to kill people. And one of the problems is we've become altogether too nonchalant these days about what it means to kill other people, to kill innocent folks, people who have done us no harm. You don't kill them, generally speaking. You don't want to kill them. You don't get involved in killing them. And wars that are started with a view to taking something from somebody else by killing innocent folks. Americans have always, pretty much as a people now, reacted to such wars as wrong. That doesn't mean we haven't been engaged in them. But usually, you can't keep the American people involved in a war once they realize, oh my gosh, we're doing what the bad guys do. We don't want to do this. And that means that something we're trying to preserve, something we're fighting for, goes beyond the issues they usually talk to us about. It's not just about how much money's in your pocket, how prosperous you're going to be. I think, and I hope and pray, that it is still the case that if we have a choice between damaging our pocketbooks and losing our conscience, which is necessary to sustain our understanding of rights and everything else we hold dear and precious about this nation's opportunity for self-government. I still hope we're the sort of people who will choose conscience over convenience, but I don't know. And you know why I don't know? I don't know because everything that's going on seems to militate against that now. And people don't see the connection sometimes, but the issues that we're being challenged with, particularly issues like what we're doing in terms of the education of our kids, what are we doing with issues of conscience that have to do with taking innocent life? Well, people always say, well, that's the abortion issue. I'll be talking about an issue like that when we get back and getting a little more deeply into it. There's been a bill before the Congress, and the big debate between the senators is this an issue that involves abortion or is this an issue that involves taking life? And I'm thinking to myself, where did we get off making a distinction like that? What does this mean? When folks can actually think they're having a debate that doesn't miss the point when they make that contrast. And when I'm watching young people in one interview I saw recently, you know, who are being asked what they think about abortion, and their response has all to do with whether or not the particular individual woman is getting what she wants, doing what she wants, getting her choice. No longer even a thought about whether or not a life is being taken that shouldn't be taken. Whether there's a rubric for that that goes beyond the way we feel, our convenience, what's going to happen to us. And that really has to do with our fundamental claim to be a way of life that is based on respect for God-endowed rights. Now that word rights, I know, they've really fooled us. They fooled us by getting us to believe that that word right equals freedom. Does that word right equal freedom? Then why don't we call it freedom all the time? Why do we call it right? Why is it God-endowed, unalienable freedom? They said right for a reason, because the freedom is not always used rightly. So you have the power. That's what freedom essentially is. It's the power to do something. The real choice is the power to get something done, affect something in a certain way. And if you use that power wrongly, is it still a right? Do we ponder these questions any more properly? I'm going to be talking about that in terms of specific issues right after we get back from this break. And I hope you prepare your mind shake off the doldrums that we're sometimes in, because I want us to think about not just the particular issue, but its implications for our liberty, understood as righteous self-government. We'll be right back.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out, and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales, we've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back. I love that line. Because there's a war for your mind, right? And what your mind needs to be reminded of sometimes is that the war for your mind turns out to be a war for your soul. Okay? It's a war for your heart. It's a war for your soul. And the issues that we talk about sometimes altogether too nonchalantly invite this kind of reflection, but we don't. We're not invited anymore to think of it that way. Matter of fact, I think they want us to stay away from all of that. And they try to get us to be all frightened of it.
Well, that's religious stuff. You can't talk about religion and politics.
How can it be that we've become a people? Based on the notion, the country started, had a big war, looked impossible, but they got through it anyway. Had a big war again over slavery, looked impossible, but they got through it anyway. And both those major wars in the history of the United States, Revolutionary War and Civil War, they weren't just based on a question of what's in your pocketbook and so forth and so on. They were based on the question of whether it's right or wrong to abuse other human beings as you are using the freedom that you have on account of your material wealth or power or position. See? We're always arguing about what makes us more wealthy and more powerful and gets us into this or that position and so forth and so on. But the argument that brought the country into existence was an argument over whether the use of one's freedom, not just the freedom, but is the use of your freedom in accordance with right. That's what the word right requires that we think about. And this occurs to me all the time. It occurred to me as I was reading an article recently in which debates going on in the Senate. And it was a debate between the people who think that if somebody tries to abort a child and that abortion doesn't succeed and the child comes out of the womb alive, that there should be a law that says you've got to treat that child as a life that has to be cared for. It reflects the underlying issue that's at the heart of abortion that nobody wants to talk about, which is the same issue that was at the heart of slavery. If otherwise innocent people are in your power, do you get to kill them because they're in your way? Do you get to kill them because it's more convenient for you? Do you get to kill them because their existence, their continued existence, will make you, is going to get in the way of your feelings or will get in the way of your career and so forth? So that's the simple truth. That's what we're facing. It's just like powerful countries used to look at other people's lands and say, we get to go in and take whatever we like because we have the power to do it. See? That's how the Romans thought about everything. Were they right? Well, our founders, thank God, didn't think so. And I know when I say that, all of those folks are going to stand up and say, well, they had slaves. What do you mean they didn't think so? They didn't think so because just like folks today, who understand somewhere in their minds what's right. The problem is that in those days, the fact that they were doing wrong didn't lead many of them to deny what was the standard of right. They demanded respect for it anyway, and then they felt what? They felt guilt, and they felt shame, and they felt difficulty. Because they knew that they were plodding along this path. They couldn't see their way out of it, but they were doing wrong. Do you know what we're doing now? Instead of wrestling with those issues of conscience, we're basically saying, yeah, can't decide right and wrong. It's all relative to how I feel and what power I have and so forth and so on. And so the only rubric is it good for me? You really think that's a standard of right, do you? Because it's not the standard we were founded on. And I know that for some people it's so unpopular to remember. But the words in the Declaration of Independence are endowed by their creator. All human beings endowed by their creator. Not by their will, not by their preference, not by their convenience, not by their bodies, but by their creator. With certain unalienable, meaning you can't give them up, can't escape them, can't give them away. And then you ask yourself, well, is that just, that's my freedom? Well, no, it's your freedom only if you are exercising the right. Exercising the right means implementing it, carrying it into practice. And so there's a big debate going on. And on the Democrat side, for the most part, they stopped a bill recently through the cloture procedure, because it requires a supermajority to get something back to the floor for a final vote. And the Democrats blocked the cloture motion, which would have shut down the debate. And so they stopped Republican legislation that would require doctors to provide care to babies who survive abortion. Now think about that. They call it babies, and one, I think CNN or somebody actually referred to a fetus that is born alive, they called it. What is a fetus that is born alive, y'all? Well, it's us. You do remember that, right? You were once a fetus that was born alive. Do you think it would have been okay? You're a fetus, you're born alive, and somebody just takes a gun and shoots your brains out? You think that's all right? And they do it because, well, you're mine. You're my possession. You're my belonging, and I get to do with you what I want. I've been trying to make it clear to people that the kind of property that's involved in procreation is not instrumental property, property we get to use. It's responsibility property, property, belongings for which we are responsible in their care, in their upbringing, in their cultivation, whatever you want to call it, to God. That's what a God-endowed unalienable right is all about. And so when you deal with a question like this, you're getting into an issue of whether or not you're going to be thinking when you deal with this question about that claim of right. Now, why should it be so important to everybody? Because we have a unique form of government. You do remember that one. A unique form of government. Never before in the history of humankind has a people this large and extensive had the kind of responsibility for the outcomes that determine the fate of governments, who's going to staff them, who's going to lead them, who's going to exercise the power in them. Never before, on the scale that we've known it, and especially not with a population so diverse that it now represents all of humanity. There used to be this idea, no, you had to be this kind of person and that kind of person before you could get involved in any governmental decision. And it mainly meant power and it mainly meant wealth. And to us it means that you're just a person who is endowed with the same sense of right, the same sense of conscience, and that you have the capacity to let that sense of conscience govern your behavior. That qualifies you to be somebody who participates in deciding who is going to make key legislative and executive decisions in your society. But what if you've allowed that conscience to be destroyed? What if you've allowed yourself to be turned into somebody who doesn't care about such things? How long do you think this way of life is going to last if we keep this up? See, and we look at an article like this and we think, that's about abortion. No, that's about self-government, y'all. That's about whether we're going to stick to or deny the premise that keeps powerful people from looking at us and saying, by the way, when you get in our way, you are no more to us than that child is to the mother. See, that child, his or her mother, You're no more to us than the child is to his or her mother. And we have now accepted the notion that human beings get to choose whether or not people who are so disparate in power from them that they're helpless, that they entirely depend on the forbearance or even the aid of others, you just get to slaughter them. Do you really believe that? Because that's what's really involved in these issues, and it's more than just this issue. See, that's the kind of connection that I don't think we're making properly anymore. We pretend we're dealing with the issues, but we don't realize that in a way, all these issues are the same issue. And when I get back, I'll go to another issue and show you that you can trace it back to that foundation in just the same way. And you'll have to reach the same conclusion about what's really involved. And if we don't keep that in mind, then we'll keep dealing carelessly with these issues and wake up one day and find that we got so careless, we just threw all our claim to govern ourselves right out the window. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. Now, I was talking in the last few minutes about this question that's in front of the Congress of a vote on abortion. And I know we have these parameters of we're supposed to use to talk about the abortion issue, and they all missed the point. And I hope to illustrate very quickly here why they missed the point. Because on one side of the argument, you have people who pretend that the issue is just abstract. And on the other side, you have people who are also, I think, sometimes pretending, but don't quite get all the way where they want to go, that they are seriously interested in making sure that we respect innocent human life. And that this led to a situation in which you had people who were arguing against this bill to make sure that fetuses who were not aborted when an abortion was attempted upon them and they come out of the womb as viable living babies, to make sure that they're not being killed. And they were saying that that is the issue of infant mortality. No, it's not the issue of infant mortality. Infant mortality is a statistic about how many children who are ready to be born and are being born die, and when they die, and how soon during birth or after birth they die. All that's involved in infant mortality. That's a general kind of issue. That's a statistic. We're talking about individual life, yours and mine. Just like somebody were to come up and offer to put a gun to your head. And how, it's not only a question of how that makes you feel, but what is the real issue that's involved in deciding whether or not to pull that trigger. Well, I think we all know that the real issue we generally understand is you just don't do that. You don't go around murdering people, especially not if they're just sitting minding their own business and doing you no harm. You especially don't get to murder them, do you? What if they're helpless people, absolutely in your power? You get to murder them then just because you have the power to do it? Now, when you're just in your common sense mode and you're thinking you would be the individual, you immediately say, no, that's not right. But you're talking about offspring of humanity in the womb, totally in the power of another human individual. And they're proven, both of them, to be proven individuals now by the genetic markers our science knows all about. But one of the Democratic senators, Durbin, suggested that if lawmakers are interested in infant mortality, doing something about it, they should consider that if you're an African-American infant born in America today, you are three times more likely to die in the first year of birth. But the question isn't about that. The question in front of them wasn't about that. The question in front of them was whether or not you're encouraging the mother to kill the child, or to think that she has the right to kill the child, or to think that the course of action, that's the only way to escape, is to kill the child. That's not an issue of infant mortality. That's an issue of conscience, whether you like it or not, whether you want to admit it or not. And it's also an issue that goes to the heart of our way of life, because the fundamental premise of our way of life is that every individual, powerless, powerful, doesn't matter, is born and before birth created equal. That means, among other things, every individual has an equal claim to be respected in their life. Right? Is this going on here or not? And I found myself thinking about the fact that they were raising, hey, they're trying to make this a race issue, right? Well, as I recall, there was a race issue involved in the slavery business. And that race issue had to do with whether you could use your freedom to take away the freedom of other human beings. And they're always trying to pretend, those people were slave owners, and therefore we shouldn't listen to them. And they have nothing to do with it. Okay, they were slave owners, and they owned slaves. Some owned by ancestors and so forth. I'm supposed to hate on them, but I found that was pretty fruitless. But leave that aside. What I do, though, is I think about the real situation that we're faced with here. So we're talking about people then who owned slaves and enslaved them and kept them in bondage, but where the Constitution regarded those slaves, those enslaved black people, as persons. Within the meaning of the Constitution's word, persons, persons, entitled to rights. And then they had to agonize over the fact that, well, wait a minute, if we regard them as persons, that means that according to our understanding of the Declaration, we don't have the right to own these slaves. And you can read them as they're agonizing, the guys with decent conscience, agonizing over this fact. Right? Today, we have people who don't seem to understand that the very same question is involved in killing children in the womb. And they're pretending that,
oh, I care so much about human life, and yes, I do, but I think that if the child gets in the way, that's the mother, and you get to kill it.
No. They are endowed by their creator. That is, as created, you must respect that life. And that means from the moment of conception. We used to have a big debate because they wanted the material proof. If you're not a walking around human being, I don't have to respect you. Turns out that that's not true. That our science can now see who's human, who's not. They can see who, the individual human being. They can see that that is an individual from the moment of conception. They can see the relationship with the mother. And the whole thing, can't deny it anymore. You're killing people. You're killing persons. And the very same people who want to make a big noise about how bad the slave owners were for enslaving people are not thinking about how bad they are for killing them. See? And they'll make all kinds of excuses about it and say, they haven't reached this point, they haven't reached that point. Don't they see that? When I hear these arguments about how, well, it's a trimester and it hasn't reached this stage of development, that stage, you do know that that echoes the very same arguments that were made by John C. Calhoun and the other dyed-in-the-wool, I'm dead set on exercising my freedom to enslave people. That's the argument they made. Saying that it was a developmental argument. These people are not the right stage of development. They don't have this attribute or that attribute that we regard as worthy and etc. Do you really want that applied to you? Do you think our way of life survives once we have reintroduced the notion that absolutely conflicts with the idea that we're all created equal and says instead, we must gauge whether or not I can treat you as a person based on whether you satisfy the following 25 criteria of humanity that I've invented for my convenience? You do know that's where we are, right? And if you think that just endangers the babes in the womb, those of you who are a little up there in years, you know, getting closer to that point where I'm at the moment, I have to now begin to suspect that I'm getting old. Well, I'll be one of those elderly people soon, right? Some people would say I'm already, I don't know. And at that point, there are people who say, well, I'm just a useless eater. That's what the Nazis call them. I shouldn't be left around because I'm just going to be a drain. And all those people out there more productive than I am, they get to live and you get to die. So it's your choice. You want to die this way or that way? See? Do they really have that right? You realize we've already answered that question if we go on killing babies in the womb. Because then it's just a matter of power. I've got power over you. You're in my power. And therefore I get to kill you. And government has that kind of power. That's what we're thinking. It's not supposed to under our system. And when are we going to wake up and realize when we're dealing with these issues, every time we think about them, we must go to this fundamental question and ask whether the answer will keep us free or make us slaves. Be right back.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality, storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at M4Store.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at M4Store.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They'll ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the M4 360 win. M4Store.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Don't know much about history.
Now, it would be easy for me to say that in the last segment I was talking about the controversy we have in this country over abortion, right? Made a little allusion to the controversy that was once there about slavery. And the fact that now they have tried to turn the issue of slavery into the issue of racism. But is that right? See, that's a way of distracting everybody from truth. Because the issue at the heart of slavery wasn't about the color of the skin of the person being enslaved. Because though people like to forget it, the very word slave should remind you that the issue involved in slavery has nothing to do with skin color. Why, Alan? Because, as I read the etymological dictionary, that word slave was actually a function of the fact that in the part of the Mediterranean world when the Islamic empires were all ruling that basin pretty much in various parts of it, they used to highly value on the slave markets in the Islamic world, guess who they highly valued? Blonde, white-skinned Slavs were valued as slaves. See? Slavery wasn't about skin color then. It was about the fact that they thought these folks made wonderful slaves. And the slavery wasn't racist due to that. It was about thinking that because you had the power and conquered people or defeated them in this or that battle or stole them away in this or that way, you got to make them slaves. And you would just exercise that power and nobody got in your way and you could do it. That's the issue at the heart of it. See, it's not race. So when they try to turn it into an issue of racism, I'm sitting there questioning that. It's not about race. It's about, unless you're talking about human race. See? I often try to get people to see that when it comes to these questions and when it comes to the challenge facing us as a people in the United States, the question isn't black racism, this racism, colored racism. No, human race. It's anti-human racism. And right now, that's the racism that's taking over the place. People who are disregarding the claims of our common humanity and wanting to act as if the mere fact that I'm dealing with a human being doesn't mean that there's anything there to respect anymore unless it serves my purpose. Unless it can be instrumental to something that has to do with my welfare, my prosperity, my gain, my ambition, my happiness, then I have to respect you. Otherwise, get out of the way. And if you don't get out, I get to kill you and push you over the cliff so that you won't be around to be in my way anymore. And you know, that's going to take us right back to the oldest possible way of doing things. A way that most of us should just put it in front of us. That's wicked. That shouldn't be happening. Why are those people getting brutalized this way when they're human beings? People shouldn't do that. And yet I see these young people now and they're talking about issues of life and death and it's all the pretend world of I get to choose. And if in the end I'm choosing this callous disregard for all the information and personhood, everything, that doesn't matter because that's my way. I get to do it my way. That's freedom. See? Yeah, but the word in the Declaration isn't freedom. It's actually liberty, and it's defined as an unalienable right. An unalienable right is based on what we would today call the encoded inclination to do what's right. In a way that then not only preserves this individual, but our physical flesh is programmed to actually take care of humanity as a whole. Procreation is about the preservation of the whole human race. See, somewhere in there, there's a thought that sees the existence of the whole community. And that really sees it as well when you think about eating and drinking and the necessary relationship with stuff that's around us. Thinks about how you follow through on that in a way that respects our relationship to all the stuff that's out there in the universe. Kind of reminds me of that biblical phrase about that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. And then Christ defines love as obedience. So if you are walking in the way of that law of nature, then you're doing what will help you to survive, even as it depends on a world that has been put together in such a way that you can survive in it. And that it can survive you, by the way, contrary to the whole we're going to destroy the universe pretense of some of the people talking about climate change. But it's not only that issue. So another headline that was about Governor Grisham in New Mexico. And she they've just passed a law there, and that law essentially amounts to allowing officers, state officers, to come in and confiscate guns under a court order and so forth. So, okay, is that right? Oh, there is that little thing in the Constitution about how the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. To keep means to hold on to. Right? And so they're saying, no, you don't get to hold on to that gun. If we tell you to give it up, you're going to give it up to us and all the sheriffs. Whatever you may think, you have to give it up. And the sheriffs are probably sitting there thinking, wait a minute, I can read the Constitution as well as you. And it says right here that I don't get to do that. It says that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be abridged. Right? That means shall not be cut back on so that it doesn't exist anymore, so that it's constrained in the way that you're trying to constrain it. So people can't even have guns in their home. I'll go in there and take them out. Anybody who has a gun, I just get to take it because some court has ordered it. Well, has that court acted constitutionally or unconstitutionally? And you'll say, well, the court gets to decide that. Well, no, it doesn't, actually. That's why the revolution occurred, you see, because the court, in this case, it was the court of King George, who was in charge of the colonies, and that court decided that they could abridge the rights of the American people. And they said no, and that's how come the whole thing started. The whole country was based on a revolution made against that notion. And it's what I try to remind folks of. We have an individual responsibility to respect these things. And ultimately, this whole Second Amendment thing, what is it really about? It's about two things. It is about how necessary it can be to have the means you need to use if someone's threatening your life to stop them from taking it. That's part of the reason. It was also involved in those days with hunting and doing other stuff. You needed to procure food for yourself. So that sense of self-preservation wasn't just in the moment you were threatened. It was also in the pursuit of what was necessary to keep you alive, right? Is it necessary to keep you alive as the person you are for you to stand up and defend your liberty as an individual citizen of the United States of America, which liberty depends on regard for the declaration premise of God-endowed unalienable rights and on the respect demanded for that premise in the Constitution of the United States? If they disregard that God-endowed unalienable right to which all human persons are entitled, are they still treating you as a person, or are they batting aside that fact in order to pursue their own aims or ends? And is that in accordance with respect for your person? Because if it isn't, that God-endowed unalienable right to represent the nature the Creator has given you, because the boy persona was the mask that actors used on the Roman or Greek stage to represent a character. And what character do we represent in our nature? We represent the character of God. See? That's what the scripture is very clear about that. But it's also there in the logic that underlies our claim to rights, which the U.S. Constitution was codifying. That's all. Didn't create the right, just codifying it. See that connection? Suddenly, this disrespect for persons is right here in the Second Amendment issue as well. Did you think of that? On to that. We'll be right back. You'll see your problems multiply. You continually decide to make the name of you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Well, I don't want to miss the opportunity to say once again how wonderful it is to be sharing these ideas with you in the context of InfoWar. Because I think that information takes all kinds of forms. These days, we think of it as discrete little tidbits talking about this issue, this fact, that fact. Our preoccupation with material, physical, empirical science sometimes takes our understanding of information and corrupts it so that we think that information is just about, quote, facts, unquote. But in terms of dealing with other human beings, have you noticed that human beings are not just facts? I mean, their existence is a fact, the things they do or acts they take are a fact, and so forth and so on. But each human being you meet is not just a fact. That human being is, in a way, a meaning, right? And in the context of our shared way of life, we still share it, even though some people seem to be quietly trying to get us to destroy it, but we still share it, or we pretend to. And that shared way of life is based on certain ideas. And one of those ideas has at the root of it respect for other people. Not respect according to the standard of my will. Not even when it's a majority will. That was one of the things they agonized over with the Constitution, making sure that it wasn't just majority will. And I'm really grateful for that. See, a lot of people think, well, nothing to be grateful to slave owners. Don't be grateful to them. Why not? See, by remembering the standard They gave people something to appeal to against the evil. If they had forgotten the standard, if they had torn it away, torn it out of the heart, torn it out of the minds, then there would have been no appeal but to arms. And the appeal but to arms, that involves persuading the people who already have the power to change their minds, I guess, without any argument that persuasively convinces them to do so. Or you wait until you get enough power and then you kill them and stuff, and then we can have bloodbaths and all this kind of stuff. Aren't you glad that didn't work quite that way here? We had our wars and we had our conflicts and we had our difficulties with people killing each other. But what made this country what it is was the ability to resolve those things on the basis of a shared understanding that allowed us to talk each other into doing what's right. And that's what I've been talking about here. See? And how do you do that? Well, there are certain prerequisites. You've got to be able to understand what's going on. And that's why I'm about to say something that's going to shock you. I'm not sure that Bernie Sanders is exactly wrong to talk about how important it is that people should be educated. He talks about praising, they talk about him beating him up because he praised Castro for having a good literacy program and China for taking people out of poverty and so forth and so on. And I think that's part of the story. But the interesting thing that I always think of when people start talking that way is I think back over why it is that I still find the whole memory of my ancestors in slavery repugnant. It still makes me feel somewhere inside me like I want to fight. That's what the word repugnant means. It takes you back to the point where you think you really ought to fight over that. Right? Why do you think you ought to fight over that? Because there's more to being a human being than these external things like that. Even the externalized attributes like that that we can appreciate. But if the whole thing doesn't come together in a way that respects the meaning of the human person, the meaning of the whole package, then you could have literacy programs and people taken out of poverty, and you're not treating them like people. You're not treating them like persons. You're not treating them like human beings. That's what I think is happening in China right now. I think China has a regime in which they have all kinds of wonderful material goals for everybody. The one goal they don't have is to treat people like people. Because if you don't treat people in a way that respects their God-endowed, unalienable rights, that sense that makes them responsible for the choices they make and keeping those choices in line with a standard of right and justice that applies to everybody like them in the world, all the human beings in the world, and also, by the way, if you take Christ seriously, all creation. So that all things work together for good. Then you're going to get into serious trouble. And that's why the statement that somehow or another, that's a justification for all the millions of people murdered by communist regimes and totalitarian regimes and all the repression and all the death camps and all the gulags and to this day what's being done to Uyghurs and others, where their conscience is not being respected. They're being put in camps because they think that they ought to be worshiping God and trying to do right in a certain way that's harmless to others, but that they must stop because it doesn't follow your party line. That's happening to, starting to happen to Christians in this country. It's called freedom of religion, the exercise of religion, but it's important because as human beings, we must be encouraged to take responsibility for those issues of conscience, to look to the standard that's higher than the standard of our will and have some sense of how we mean to serve it and respect it. And in the ways that kind of take the common denominators of our concerns and try to put them in a codified form, the Constitution helps us to remember what some of those are. And among them is this business of not killing other people just because they're in our way or because we have the power to do so or because doing so will help us to feel better and maybe get happier and something. It's taking seriously the responsibility that is encoded into this flesh, reminding us that we're not just individuals, that we are bound somehow through the will of our Creator to an obligation that has to do with whether or not this whole human race that we're part of with all its diversity and everything, whether that's going to be perpetuated, that's procreation. And we're treating that aspect of our conscience now with the utmost carelessness. And we think it's just one issue over here in the corner, when in fact it is an issue where the thread of truth that it involves underlies everything we're supposed to be as a people, and therefore everything we must be respected in as persons. You get that? We need to start seeing these things in their right context. If we keep allowing ourselves to pretend that they're just isolated points of light or darkness here or there or otherwhere, then we're shredding the foundations of our way of life, and we're shredding the fabric in our character and, in fact, for our claim and ability to maintain this way of life, which invites people who are willing to listen to the information of righteousness within them to participate in the key decisions that determine not only their individual destiny, but the destiny of their whole family, community, nation, even world. That's at the heart of our citizenship. Well, I hope that that makes some sense to you, and that you'll notice it as we go through various issues, if I get a chance to share time with you in the future. But it's somewhere always in the back of my mind. And I guess it's because, given my background, I had to wrestle with this a lot. And at the end of the day, I came to love my country, the United States of America, not because it had done everything right and people were always wonderful to me or in general, but because people time and again finally decided that the ideas of common humanity that respect our individual responsibility to God to respect the meaning of human life, not just its physical necessities and attributes and consequences, but that's common ground for us. And it's common ground that I think is more than worthwhile. It's common ground that deserves the sacrifice of life that so many Americans have made in the name of liberty, not as the freedom to do what you please, but as the freedom to please God by doing in righteousness what upholds the meaning of life, the respect for the wholesomeness of life in individuals and in the community we can build together when we respect that ground or foundation. You see that? Well, I hope you do. And I'll keep trying to get more and more people to see it. That's all I've been about for the last little while. And it's all I'll be about, I think, as I get closer and closer to the time when I get a little rest, hopefully, in God. Because I think that over time you learn, you got to walk that walk. It's better for others, and it probably will turn out to be overall better for me, better for everybody. Well, anyway, War Room with Owen Schroyer is next. Alex and Owen, by the way, are live at CPAC tonight, so that should be exciting. And I will be back tomorrow. So take care until then.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.